At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, I've driven home before at midnight or whatever, and I'm just like,
you never see them
out there doing it, but I see it all along I-5.
Yeah.
Any tunnel you go through, and some of the, like, the one tunnel we got to go through every day, I'm like, that is
there's some tight quarters. But there's some great work down there,
yeah,
man. Really good work. I mean, I'm impressed, because one guy had a really good piece, and then someone else covered it up. And my understanding was, in the tagging community, for the most part, man, you don't cover someone else's art with your art. It's like when bands had to put up flyers. Yeah. The whole thing was...
wait for them to play their show before you put yours on top of it.
Man, there used to be this one band in Baltimore. They were notorious for covering everybody else's crap. They ended up not being able to get gigs because no bands would play with them. Like, look, man, it's just the unspoken rule. Our show was 2 nights from now. You covered it up with yours a week from now. Everyone knows it's your band who did it because the name of your band's on the flyer, dummy.
Right. Tags, sometimes you could tell it's gang stuff because they'll cross it out to be like, no, this is our territory. Right,
I get
you
that.
Can't, right. So
sure.
It's like, all right, you could see it. But you're right, some of the art stuff's like...
I'm like, dude, I like that piece.
I say it all the time. I grew up on the Metro. There is nobody that didn't grow up in the PG County, D.C. area that doesn't know Cool Disco Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, when you were on the Metro, you saw those tags everywhere.
And I just want to point out to the taggers, the F word, it ends with a C-K, not just a K.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be crude, at least spell it right.
When were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, this is last year. And keep in mind, I'd been working with this guy for about a year and a half in a warehouse that has about 50 employees. He goes, I'm there on an office day. I'm usually, you know, driving around the city to do my job. And he goes, hey, while you're here, can I borrow your car? I need to make a run real quick. I go, oh, sure, Scott. Go ahead. You know, man, here's the keys. Don't worry about the gas. Just bring it back, please. And lo and behold, this MF-er just takes off, quits over the phone, and it took until last week that the only notification I get is from State Patrol that my car is being auctioned off and I have a balance owing of $3,000.
Jesus, man.
And
so you, I guess,
you
never saw this guy again?
No, I had his phone. I knew where he lived. He had already moved out before I could get there. This was his whole plan that day. And it gets picked up out, what is that, Highway 18, cutting through over to 90, so out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he never responded, and... at this point, I forgot his last name, but, I don't know. Hopefully karma gets him, because I learned a long time ago it's not your job to inflict karma, because all that does is bring karma back to you. So I'm just at a loss, I guess.
I think at that point, you don't worry about karma. The beauty is, if you continually make bad decisions, inevitably bad things happen. Right? I mean, that's the thing about making a bad decision.
You're going to get caught.
Yeah, something bad's going to happen. You can count on that. And this guy sounds like someone who, within a reasonable amount of time, something bad's going to happen.
When were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, a graffiti artist checked in with us. All right, so first of all, he says, no graffiti artist pays for cans. Come on, guys. Our bad.
So they're stolen.
More than likely, yeah. But he also says, Ted, any guesses? He has the golden hour for graffiti art.
In 3 to 4.
2 a.m. So 2 a.m. is the golden hour for us.
All right.
That's good. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled, man.
And then, all right, I got one more question. Some of the stuff on the on the signs. Like, it's not easy on I-5 to get up all those.
Some of those, yeah, blow my mind.
Like, so what are you wearing, a harness with rappelling gear?
They got to be good at climbing.
And ropes?
I don't know, man. There was one the other night that really caught me on 5, because some of them I go, okay, I understand how they got up there. A little dangerous, but I understand. But there's one in particular where I cannot wrap my head around, like, how did you get up here, man? And how did you get such a massive piece done? It's impressive. I'll give them that. So there you go. 2 a.m., golden hour. Hello, Carly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. So you guys are my favorite radio show. You're awesome.
Thank you.
My mom, Karen Bodine, was murdered in 2007 in Olympia, and it's still an unsolved homicide.
Your mother was murdered, you said?
Yep, that's what I said.
What were the circumstances around this?
She was found dead, naked, off Little Rock Road near Rochester.
Jesus Christ.
So it was not a home invasion?
No, it was not.
So was she hiking or just out on a walk or what?
We're not really sure. She was at a friend's house, and then the next day she was found murdered. You can Google her name or anything. I do a lot of advocacy and stuff.
How old was she at the time?
She was 38.
Okay. And how old were you then?
I was 18. I was a senior in high school.
So you said 2005? This happened 20 years ago?
2007.
Okay. Did she have did she have a boyfriend? I mean, was there any way that you could help?
She did have a boyfriend, but he's not a suspect.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So no one has any leads at all?
Nope.
Wow. Because disgustingly enough, we have done a poll before for Big Dummy, which basically was this. If you disappear, who do we contact?
Right.
A family member? A coworker, you know, someone you've been in a relationship with.
Who's your main suspect?
Right, exactly. Depending on, you know, your group of friends and associates. Who is the most likely person to be involved in this?
Right. You know? And did you have any suspicions yourself? Or you really just have absolutely no idea?
Oh, I have suspicions, but I can't prove it. And, you know, in the court of law, unless you prove it, you can't really. It doesn't matter.
Well,
okay, let me ask you this. Have you reached out to one of those podcasters that do this crap? Because seemingly
I've done a bunch of different podcasts. Actually, there was a true crime thing in Seattle called Crime Con that my mom was a part of. That was crazy. I'm trying to do more podcasts and stuff, you know, always bringing awareness, all that jazz.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seemed like, you know, you get the citizen sleuths, as it were, but like, they leave no stone unturned.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And they obsess about it. And that's the thing. A lot of times you get a lot of progress as a result of that.
Has the DNA technology changed or anything that would be, you know, that would help now?
There has been progress in, you know, DNA and just technology in general. A lot of the hang-ups, though, and what people don't understand is funding for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Not every department or agency has that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it's stuff like that that's really frustrating.
Okay.
So a lot of times, so they can have some of the evidence there. The tech is caught up, but they can't necessarily get the funding to test it.
Yep.
Wow. How do they believe she passed on? In what manner?
It was definitely murder. She was strangled.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I hate to say this. Like, it could just be random.
It could be. I mean,
right.
It could be.
Oh, no, totally. That's what's scary about it, man.
I was going to say, that's almost worse.
Well, she's 38. Did she frequent any bars?
Yeah, she was kind of a partier, you know.
Okay, well, that plays into it.
I mean, it does, generally, yeah. It really does, generally speaking.
You know, if she's found the next day, then maybe she was out that night. You're a senior. Right. You're old enough to be at home on your own.
Right.
So, you know, depending on the time, That would be where I would look. Like, look, where were you last night? Do you have a receipt? Is there a credit card that's
been used? I'm sure they've gone through all that.
Yeah.
You know, did you know, that's because if not, you paid in cash. And that's, you know, that's,
yeah, but there
that's not likely.
You got to get the funding, right? Because like I said, more than likely they have the evidence sitting there. But if you don't have the funding, you can't test the crap.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.